Gemara says in Pesachim and Daf Kuf Tes that the Shir Mikvah is called Pesavod Madatashins Maim Shikol Kufa Olobehem for Kamehem Ama Al Ama Berom Sholosh Amos for Shir Chacham Shir Me Mikvah Aboim So. So in this halach of Mem So, the Rav said there's a machloikas Yishana between the Ravid and the Rosh. What if a person is small and like a child, and we're talking about not being toivel in a mikveh, but we're talking about being toivel in a mayon, and as opposed to a mikveh, which is only bashbon, a collection of water, mayon is which is matay bezorchlin. Also, there's no shear; it's matay bekosho, as long as the person or the kli is encompassed in the waters of the mayon. So, does mayon require memsa? Let's say it's a tidok that you're being toivel, might be matbil in the mayon. So the Ravid says that as long as the child or can be encompassed in the mayon, you don't need memsor. Less than memsor would also be good. And this is the Ravid in the Balei Nefesh, but the Rush says disagrees, quoting the Ri. In Hilchas Mikvos, and the Rosh says that it still requires Memsa. So the Rosh said the machloek between the Ravid and the Rosh is what's the loch of Memsa? Is Memsa a shear in the Maisa Tefila? So then even by Mayon you would require it. But if it's a shear in Cheftza Shel Mikvah, so since Mayon doesn't require Al Cheftza in Cheftza because it's not Bashbor, it doesn't require Memsa, then and it's Metaba Koshu. So therefore, even for an Odom, assuming that he could fit in to the, a smaller amount, it would be Metau with less. And an afkamin in this is the right, they quote in the name of Reb Chaim, that let's say you have a mikveh that's this hashoka to a mayim, the basic mikveh, that you're being mashuk to shuvim to is not memsor, but only revius, and revius is the minimum shear for mikvah for taris kalim. So, and the hashoka was to a mikvah of only of revius, and the shuvim was memsor. So. It offhand should depend on the shayla, because if the halacha is that it's a shear in chefzah shel mikvah, so then the original mikvah also has to be a memsor. But if it's a shear in the ma'aseh tefila, but even revius is a chefzah shel mikvah, so since the shuvim now you'd be machshir them because there's a hashoka to a mikvah, even though it's a revius, so it'll be kosher also because there is a ma'aseh tefila in memsor.